Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He's the AD. Ask the AD, by the way, is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio, three favorites for $15.99 plus $2 off. Personal pictures, let's bring in. I haven't talked to him in a while. Jim Smith. Jim, first of all, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and whatever other holiday we may have missed since the last time we spoke to you.
Bob, great to be with you guys. Nolan, good to be with you, and Happy New Year to y'all.
Yeah, no doubt. And last night, you know, 6:30 tip, and it's good for old geezers like myself because you don't have to stay up till 12 to watch things. But Maryland came out good. Shooting percentages, not all that great in totality. And the kid Wilkerson from Indiana, he just kind of went crazy there for a minute. 0-4 in the league. We had Buzz on Monday and just trying to, you know, figure things out. I'm not making excuses for him, and he doesn't need me to. But still haven't had their full complement of players. Seems as though Jim still can't find any sort of consistent chemistry or a strength in one particular area right now.
Yeah, really hard with the injuries this year, and it's been, as you can see from the results, it's been inconsistent, and I think that has a lot to do with the lineup, and right now not having a real solid post player to take the pressure off our shooters, and, you know, we're just not shooting the ball great right now. But as Bud said in his postgame, I mean, they see progress in a lot of areas. We got to get some buckets to fall for us. And then, you know, last night, Wilkerson, really, he went on a tear. Really, I hadn't seen anything like that. I'd still like to highlight that we're still the only team to lead Michigan in the second half. So just on a positive note, let me give you that one. When we did have a pretty good complement of the team together.
Yeah, Payne got hurt in that game, as a matter of fact. But Michigan, hey, barely beat Penn State the other night, 74-72. Now you go out to UCLA, and as Buzz tries to cultivate whatever this team could be, let's not forget as well, one of the top 5-6 recruiting classes already on board for 2026-27. So is this maybe a take-your-lumps kind of year, but the future is still very bright in regards to Buzz and with the basketball program, the future could be here?
Yeah, no question. The future's bright. But I'll tell you, everybody in that building is focused on UCLA right now and getting, you know, trying to get a result on the road in a really tough place to play. And I think I give them a lot of credit for really staying focused and energized on this season, even though it's not going quite as planned. And really got to give a shout out to the fans who keep coming out. The energy in the building is really good. We get on a little bit of a roll. We got on a little roll early, and you could just sense it. So everybody's, everybody wants this team to do well. They're rooting for this team. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get some shots to fall and get some wins down the road.
I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned it there, the fans last night, the atmosphere at the Xfinity Center. To me, one of the great things about not only Xfinity Center, but Maryland traditionally, is that it's always been a very student-heavy crowd. You look around the country, there's very prominent programs where they almost shove their student section in a corner and, you know, even put them behind the band and everything, and they want these high-paying people down close. But Maryland's always been great that they want the students loud, big student section all around the court. It's one of the things I love. But unfortunately, every year, you know, winter break, naturally, student contingent goes home for the holidays, and you have these games around this time of year where, you know, it's a little harder to draw attendance. What can you do from your standpoint to try to supplement the loss of those rowdy students?
Yeah, we're trying to shorten winter break. Bring them back soon. That would be great, because your point is well taken, Nolan. We have a great student section when they're in town. They come to the games. The wall is awesome. We've surrounded the court now with students. So that kind of atmosphere is really critical, and it really helps the guys. I mean, you can see it when the students are there. So when we have these long gaps, we actually do talk to the Big Ten about trying to go on the road during part of this, which is why we're heading on the road for a little bit of a long road trip now. For the men, and that's one way to mitigate it. But the other way is to create some more packages. We had a really good family package earlier or late December. You know, we have to keep doing things like that to bring out more fans to fill those seats and to keep that energy at a really high level.
Let me ask you about the women's team here, ranked number 8. They've been fantastic this year, but the road ahead. All right, you got Rutgers here. That's got to be a win, knowing what Rutgers has been this year. But after that, quite a gauntlet here, where Brenda's team's really going to be tested if they haven't already. Ohio State, USC, UCLA, Iowa, Washington, 5 straight games there, all ranked to competition. Big things coming here for Brenda's team, right?
Oh, absolutely. Can't wait for all of those games, right? I mean, the Big Ten is, you know, the right now it's the pinnacle of women's basketball. And, you know, every game is going to be a battle. Every game gets you prepared for the NCAA tournament. And we have a really, really good women's basketball team. And it goes, like you said before, we want our fans to come out and really enjoy our women's basketball team and support them and create an atmosphere that is, that gives us that home court advantage.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us as he does every Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass, Ask the AD, brought to you by Green Turtle. Let's get out of College Park a little bit, talk about some NCAA issues, NIL, transfer portal. We got it. Got it. And by the way, good job with Mathis and Stewart and all these guys, Malik Washington, sticking around because you said it, Jim. You're going to keep everyone in regards to bidding wars here. But Damon Williams Jr., quarterback at Washington, who we saw beat Maryland, unfortunately, in the game that kind of turned the season around a couple months ago, signed a contract with Washington, tapped out of it. We see the Baylor thing with the basketball kid who was drafted in the NBA, now played last night in their loss. The landscape as an AD and then as coaches, as you talk to your people, I mean, how do we – and the boosters, the people that are giving out this money. And a guy signs a contract, he taps out. Is there legal ramifications here that could possibly come down in regards to the college basketball thing? If you're drafted into the league, you got a two-way contract. I mean, where's that fine line between eligibility no longer being part of your reality here?
Bob, just thinking about it every day makes my head explode.
Right.
It's just a very challenging time in college athletics as it relates to the agreements and the ability for a student athlete just to do really whatever he or she wants at certain points in time. I think there is going to be a lawsuit in this one. They're going to file legal papers. I think, you know, there's got to be some honor when you sign a contract that you're going to honor the contract. And, you know, I think every athletic director is, with the exception of wherever this student athlete is going, is rooting for the legal system to prevail in this one, because it's got to stop. If we're going to make a commitment to the player, then the player agrees to it, then there should be an obligation that they fulfill their commitment. And this is just very troublesome for the whole landscape.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Jim, college football playoffs resume tonight. Miami against Ole Miss. Then you have Oregon and Indiana, 2 Big Ten teams coming up tomorrow night. What are you thinking here? Who's getting to the championship game coming up in about 7 weeks?
Love it that we have a Big Ten team getting into the championship game. And, you know, it's the Big Ten has proven over the last 3 years that it's the best football conference. It's got the best teams. It's getting a team to the finals and winning regularly now. And I'm picking a Big Ten team against Miami.
All right, Jim Smith, it is Total Request Thursday. Pick a song so we can jam you into the next part of your busy day.
All right, so let's go with Don't Look Back by Boston.
Don't Look Back by Boston. I like that. That's a cool song. Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, always great to talk to you. Good to talk to you again. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
There's Jim Smith, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program, take a couple of calls. Jerry Coleman is going to be joining us. He has covered the Ravens since they moved to Baltimore back in 1996. And he's got a very good relationship with John Harbaugh. If you didn't know that, he's going to tell you about it coming up here at the top of the hour. It's Bob Hardy. It's Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on the Fan.